Hi, good morning. It's Rodman from Company First.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, Robert? This is Sherman.
Yeah, I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm good. Hey, Robert, listen, my son to me came down here. We were trying, listen, we got, you know, like, my premise, like, our times is not adding up. So, I'm trying to get the fire box so that way I won't be, he won't be late clocking in and you know, like, there's too much going on with me. Like, I got medical issues and stuff like that. We're not always home at 5 o'clock, Robert. So it's like too much. He's dragging me this place and then, like, he's rushing back home and talking out. So it's like it's hard to get a fire box. So if you can't get a box, I'm at the switch. All right, you got to give me your manager number, something like that, so I can try to give me a box. Because I can't go to this, Robert. Coming from downtown, rushing back to downtown to West Philly. Just the clock, make sure you clock in and out, and then, you know, it's not working for me.
Okay. The thing is, like, I mean, I don't know if, I mean, Nina explained, Sherman, in this case, that the fault is no longer...
Robert, listen, I got medical issues. I got serious medical issues, Robert. Look at my chest. My bones and all that, it's jacked up, Robert. I'm in pain a lot. It's hard for me to do a lot of stuff. I got appointments coming up, and I got another reclass appointment coming up. But I'm not going to be back in home in three times, you know, home for it. So it's not working. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, he rushed
no,
me.
I completely understand. The thing is, like, please listen, okay? I had a word with Lena, and we no longer have POFs available. I mean, that's not an option right now for any of the patients. Literally, Medicaid is not producing anymore right now. So that's not an option anymore, okay? He's been glugging in and out. Okay, wait. He's been glugging in and out correctly for the past days. He has been doing an amazing job doing that. You said
yeah,
that
I
you have had...
That, Robert, but listen, at the same time he's done an amazing job doing it, it's like I'm being lugged around. I'm being rushed back to West Philly and stuff like that so he can make sure he get paid and all that. Robert, it's like it's too much money.
No, I get it. The thing is, like, remember that when you had your previous caregiver, they used to do some modifications to the schedule in order for the time to match when they are home, when you are at home, actually. So the thing is, like, when a change needs to be made, he needs to report it to me. Can you hear me?
So every time a change has been made, what about my late appointments, Robert? What about my late appointments that I'm, you know?
Yeah, advise him to text me so I can change the schedule so it works for him. And that way you guys know when he's going to be out, when he's going to be back. Like, for example, if I have an appointment at 5, which is the time that he has to clock in, that day he notifies me, hey, Rodney, I'm going to be clocking in at, I don't know, at 4 or 3, and then clocking out correspondingly to the time that it has to be, you know? It's like a way to play with the hours at the time that you're home. But he needs to be actively communicating that to me, like a text message or something like that. Hey, Rodney, I'm going to be staying later today because we had to be there.
Rob, it's like everybody gets a fire box except for me. Like, and my insurance is paying for it. Like, I don't understand why it's so difficult for me to get my box. You know,
right now we are not providing, and all the agencies providing that right now. If they have it, it's because they have had it like for the last year and back then.
That's not true, Robert. Like, everybody getting boxes, like, everybody getting these boxes except for me. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot going on, Robert, with me and my medical situation that I don't want to, you know, keep chancing it, but then I'm not going to have anybody to work, you know, to come work for me. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I've been asking for the box since he came on.
Okay, so I reported this to our managers because, I mean, literally, Nina herself told me that they were not. Okay, so, I mean, I'm just telling you what she told me, that we don't have more available. So I'm going to tell her, like, hey, I mean, because this is going to be a major problem. We cannot modify the schedule. We don't find a way. Like, I'm not really sure how could your case be compliant with the EBV, you know? I know you have a medical situation which is very strict and stuff. I get it. That's why you got your hours approved, of course. But the thing is, like, literally this was addressed by our manager, okay? So I'll just let her know that, I mean, what you're thinking, because you also have the award.
Okay, can I have the manager number?
Sure, sure. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
Okay, let me just pull it out. I have it. It's 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Uh-huh.
7414.
And what's your first name?
Yeah, her name is Nina. Here's the way it sounds.
Who's her supervisor? Who's her supervisor? Who's her supervisor?
That's the one. That's her.
But she got to have somebody on top of her, Robert.
Yeah, his name is Jonah, but you need to go through her before.
All right, okay. I'm going to talk to her now.
No problem, mister. Yeah, have a good one.
Right. Okay.